Ford Show. Ford Motor Company of Australia presents the Ford Show Orchestra, led by Bob Gibson, with Terry King, Darrell Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, and the Consoleers, while the man at the wheel is yours truly, Guy Dolan. By special arrangement with David Ann Martin and Tivoli Theatres, we welcome back to the Ford Show as guest star, England's famous comedian, Billy Russell. On with the show and strike up the band with Crazy Rhythm from Terry King and the Ford Show Orchestra.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow organ on Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Oh, you've got me crazy too.
Satisfaction is a mini splendid thing, if you'll forgive my paraphrasing a song title. There are so many sides to your satisfaction when you own a fine car like the new Ford Custom Line. There's the satisfaction of having a dependable car designed with Ford's know-how and tremendous resources. There's the knowledge that you've got most value for your motoring money. But above all, there's a very special satisfaction in your pride of ownership, because Custom Line is so right in every detail. Whether you use it for work or play, day by day, Ford Custom Line is a car you can proudly own. You'll understand why as soon as you've driven one. And this you may do quite easily and entirely without obligation. Just call at your nearby Ford dealer and tell him you want to test drive Custom Line. He'll arrange for you to take one of these fine Fords out on the road yourself. And believe me, there's a grand experience in store for you.
Coming on the hit parade, and it's not a bad idea at that when you look at the title. It's been going on for years, long before hit parades were invented. Love and Marriage with Johnny O'Connor and the Consoleers.
Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come.
You're wasting your time, you'll only come to this conclusion.
Love and marriage,
go together like a horse and carriage, Dad was told by Mother. You can't have one.
You can't have none.
You can't have one without the other.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage.
Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary.
Try
to separate them, it's an illusion.
Try,
and you will only come.
You're wasting your time, you'll only come to this conclusion.
Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by Mother, you can't have one.
You can't have none.
You can't have one without the other.
Each to his dreams, each to his private fancy. Crystallized for the moment in melody, a vision of magic casements opening on the form of perilous seas and fairy lands forlorn. Castles in the Air, created in song by fortune singing star Darryl Stewart.
Castles in the air above you, ever vanish as you roam. Here on earth a heart to love you, happiness is here at home. Castles in the air above you, ever vanish as you roam. Here on earth a heart to love you, is hard. You meet the days with laughter. A merry heart has always songs to sing. If nights are dark, there's golden morning after, and winter's snow will make the flowers of spring. The earth is old and yet is ever joyous, though every year she feels the winter spell. Let us forget the worries that annoy us. Laugh on and love, and all will yet be.
Mm-hmm. Take a blend of old Castile and the antennae of the Salvador Dali moustache, a strange mixture of ancient and modern Spain, and translate them into the irrepressible rhythm of the David Rose Dance of the Spanish Onion, presented by Bob Gibson and the Fortune Orchestra. Tender lyric, tinged with the wistful motive of immaturity, expressing the vaguely stirring aspirations of the young in heart. Terry King sings a song of the impatient years.
We're going through the impatient years, the years when the day. Restless and sighing and laughing and crying and dreaming a dream people say is wrong. But we'll journey through the
thank you.
autumn we'll weather the warm and stormy, gay and impatient
by arrangement with David Ann Martin in Tivoli Theatres, we present once again as guest star the world famous, speaking on behalf of the working classes, Billy Russell.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good night. At what time of the day it is, I don't know. I'm in such a schmuzzle, I've had a job to get to here, you know. Yes, I've come on the tram. I had to come by tram. You know, a few weeks ago, I did a broadcast for a soap firm. They gave me a lot of cakes of soap. You know who I'm doing this one for, and I hope they're listening. We'll be in a bit of trouble before long. Do you know, I'm very tired. I've had very little sleep. The wife kept me awake all night. Well, 3 o'clock this morning, she woke me up. She says, here, there's a mouse under the bed. I said, let it alone, it's not doing any damage. She says, but it keeps squeaking. I said, well, what do you want me to do, get out of bed and oil it? I'll give you a tip. Married men never argue with the wife. Never argue with her. Listen to all she accuses you of. Then you admit the lot, it saves your breath and it confuses her. I mean to say, according to the wife, everything I do is either illegal, immoral, or fattening. Yeah. I came home the other night, well, not exactly night, it was in the morning, about 2:30. We'd had a meeting, one or two of the lads down at the club. And we got outside where I reside, and they banged on the door. The missus put her head out of the window. They said, is Bill Russell in there? She says, he does. Jack Barker says, well, come and sort him out of this lot. Oh, she's a funny woman. Do you know, I've had a lot of trouble with her lately. She's not well, you know. Well, that particular night when I walked in the house, I was quite peaceful. She took one look at me and then she fainted. She fainted with her left and then she let me have it with her right. Yes, I read in the paper the other day as a fella got 3 months for knocking his wife about. I got 6 months in hospital for trying. She put a lump on my eye. I couldn't get my shirt off for a month. I'll tell you that. You know, her sister, now she, as I say, she comes from a very peculiar family. There's her sister. Her sister. Now, she's in a bit of trouble with the fella at the social service office. I'll tell you how it's come about. It was over some papers she filled in to get the lolly, you know, for the family allowances or something of the sort, and they weren't quite satisfied. They sent for her. Up she went to the office. The fella said, now, we want to ask you one or two questions about these forms you filled in. You tell us you've got 7 children. She says, that's right. And 5 of them's under the age of 8. She says, that's quite right. And the youngest here, according to this, is 1 year and 4 months. She says, yes, that's right. What we can't understand is here, you tell us at the top that your husband deserted you 9 years ago. She says, yes, that's right. He comes back now and again to apologize. Yeah. I wish you could see her. You know, you wouldn't think she was the wife's sister. She's that skinny. She's that thin, she has to stand in the same place twice to make a shadow. Yeah, of course, the wife, oh dear, you should see the wife. Oof. course, she takes after her father, although he didn't leave much to take. He was a funny old bloke, he was. He's gone now. Yes, he had a serious operation. They had to take a brass rail away from his foot. And it... and her Uncle Joe, he had a sad end too. He was working on munitions during the war, work of natural impertinence. And one morning he got up, he used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, got up to, and used to make himself a cup of tea. You know, they were way out in the country, you know. And he looked round and there was no wood chopped, and he found a piece of wood and he couldn't find the chopper. Now they got an old well in the backyard. He put this piece of wood across the well and he jumped on it. Well, nobody's ever seen him since. Well, I can stay here all night talking a lot of piffle and rubbish. I mean, what about we talk something, with a little bit of sense? Let's have a little bit of logic. Now, logic's a very remarkable fact, and it's a scientific authority. There are folks who ignore it. Well, they ought to be smacked. Thank goodness they're in the minority. There are folks who rush like a bull at a gate. They're cranks beyond human endurance. There's nothing like logic to clinch a debate. For instance, we'll take germs and insurance. Now, the doctors say everything's poisoned, that you eat, drink, or breathe any time. So in swallowing germs, you commit suicide. And to poison yourself is a crime. Now you take your own life and then you insure it with a company of logical men. But you don't get the brass till you're under the grass. It's not a damn bit of use to you then. Right. Now here's my right hand to begin with. And here's my left hand opposite. If I lose my left hand, my right hand is left. Because the only hand left is my right. So I must be left with me right hand. If I have me left, can be left. So it's logically right. If I'm left with me right, I can write with me right, because it's left. That's right. Good night. Yes.
We'll hear more from Billy Russell in a moment, but first, here is David Lowe.
I've talked about pride of ownership as it applies when you have a Ford Custom line. You'll find out just how keen this satisfaction can be by arranging with your nearby Ford dealer to have a test drive. Drive Custom line to your home or office. Let your family and business associates see it, and incidentally see you behind the wheel. Then you'll really appreciate what I'm telling you now. You'll have proved to your own satisfaction all those qualities which put Custom Line at the top of the value lists. You'll know why it is such a safe car. You'll realize its reserves of obedient power, enjoy its great comfort, its beautiful styling. A test drive is so easy to arrange. Your friendly Ford dealer will make one of these fine Fords available to suit your convenience. Just say, I asked you to call.
Now, back we go, back to the days of the bows and bowler hats and the ladies with the shapely ankles. That's all they let you see. Back to the naughty 90s, as we present a tribute to the memory of the immortals of Music Hall, to the stars of the grand old halls, who were the Bob Hopes, Marilyn Monroes, and Danny Kays of their own day and age, to Dan Leno, Mari Lloyd, George Formby Sr., and the rest of the gay and gallant company who set London laughing and crying by turn. Music Hall Memories with Billy Russell.
Who were you with last night, out in the pale moonlight?
It wasn't your sister, it wasn't your ma.
Who were you with last night, out in the pale moonlight?
Are you gonna tell your missus when you get home?
Who you were with last night?
wasn't your sister, it wasn't your ma. Are you gonna tell your missus when you get home?
That was a good rollicking tune. As a matter of fact, in those days, rollicking tunes were all the vogue. Here's another one made famous by the late Charles Coben. As I walk along the water belong with an independent air, you could hear the folks all stare. He must be a millionaire. The girls all sigh. They wish to die, but I only wink the other eye. I'm the man that broke the blank at Monte Carlo.
You can hear them sigh and wish to die. You can see them win the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
And now we have something by way of a change, something rather sweet. Well, it's very sweet because it concerns the honeysuckle and the bee.
You are my honey, honeysuckle, I am the bee. I like to sip the honey sweet from those red lips you see.
I love you, dearie, dearie, and I want you to love me.
Sweet, wasn't it? Still, it doesn't answer the question we asked in the first place.
Who were you with last night? Out in the pale moonlight.
Are you gonna tell your missus when you get home? Who you were with last night?
The Fort Show featured guest star English comedian Billy Russell by arrangement with David M. Martin and Tivoli Theatres. Terry King, Daryl Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, the Consoliers, the Fort Show Orchestra led by Bob Gibson, and your master of ceremonies, Guy Dolman. The Fort Show is produced and directed by Darcy Fitzgerald. David Lowe speaking.
A reminder too, David, that the Fort Show will be back again at the same time next week, presented by Ford Motor Company of Australia. The Ford Show is broadcast over an Australia-wide network to our armed forces in the Far East through the British Commonwealth Forces Network and on shortwave through Radio Australia. Until the same time next week, it's good night from
F-O-R-D.
And remember, wherever you go, wherever you are, watch the Fords go by.